T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Rick Klein joins us now, ABC News political director, to talk about all things politics going on. And Rick, for much of the week, a lot of the talk around Washington has been around the Republican Party and sort of this turning point of what's going on, especially in their leadership in Washington. What has the week been like for Republicans in Washington, and what are you expecting to see in the very near future?
Yeah, it was really telling to see that the Republicans talk about party unity, because the unity that they have right now is in full loyalty to President Trump, and maybe unity of fear that President Trump not being fully behind Republicans is the biggest thing that could hurt them politically. So it's a remarkable development that's manifested itself with Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the number 3 Republican in the House, all but certain to lose her job next week to Congresswoman Elise Stefanik from New York, who it's kind of evolved her views over Donald Trump and over the years, and is now a staunch supporter of Trump and Trumpism. And for her to come full circle around that, and the party to come full circle, is an acknowledgement that Republicans can't be united unless they're on board with Trump.
I mean, all of this being, Liz Cheney stood up to Trump and the Republicans, insisting that the election was not stolen, and now this is going to cost her her leadership position, right?
Correct. It's simple as that. And, you know, what's interesting here is that she's been consistent. She said it in the immediate aftermath of the election, after January 6th, that the president's actions were unacceptable, harmful to the country, a betrayal of office, and that the election wasn't stolen. She's been consistent, and it looked like Republicans were going to come to an accommodation with that wing of the party of folks who thought that what Trump did was inexcusable. But what's changed since then is that Trump's actually gotten more powerful inside the party. His pull is as strong as ever, and it leaves Republicans dumping Cheney over that consistent position that is actually the true position, that the election was not stolen.
Is it surprising to see this, and you mentioned the pull that the president still has, where a lot of this infighting still has to do with the president who was voted out of office, when there are clear issues, you know, talking a little bit earlier in the week, and as we do almost every day here, about trying to get kids back in schools, where Republicans have, you know, legs to stand on something that could be very popular with a majority of people across this country, yet that's not the thing that they're putting attention to.
Yeah, and there's lots of Republicans who'd much rather be talking about those things and, you know, talk about COVID restrictions, listening, talk about school reopenings, talk about the massive spending that Joe Biden is proposing, talk about the executive orders that he's issuing on job regulations, the environment, and the like. All of those things are potential unifying themes for Republicans, but they're caught up in Trumpism right now. They're 100% behind Trump, and it's a frustration to people who aren't necessarily on the Trump train, but that's the reality now, and it's not a reality that anyone, I think you have to be surprised. I don't think many people could have seen that coming as quickly as it has. It's only 4 months since January 6th, and to see the Trump pull only strengthen in that time is rather surprising.
It seems like such an irony right now, Rick, you know, the president, the power that the former president has, and it's the same week that Facebook was deciding, you know, whether to give the former president an account back, and, you know, it denied it, but I guess it doesn't really matter for him, does it?
Well, I do think if he wants to mount a political comeback, if he wants to run again, the Facebook ban is a big deal. But the question is, can he be impactful in Republican politics without Facebook? I think we've learned the answer is that he certainly can be. I think he'd like to find other ways to reach his voters, or like reach his supporters, and maybe convince some other people to support him. Facebook was a very handy tool. I don't think he'd be president without Facebook. But he has plenty of other methods of doing so. And sometimes, as in this case, it's just the thought of what he might do or what he might think. He doesn't even have to lift a finger. In fact, he's going to take credit for replacing Liz Cheney. But really, he didn't have to. He could have stood on the sidelines and this would have happened because you have Republicans in leadership and in the rank and file who would have gone and done it without him.
How is that decision at all reigniting that debate over oversight of social media platforms? So where does that stand right now?
Well, there's a lot of calls for additional government intervention because of how powerful. I mean, you think about what that meeting, what that ruling meant and the way it was perceived. People were saying it was almost covered like a Supreme Court opinion. This is just a private company's hand-selected group of people who were making a predictable decision for them. So that is just points to the power that Facebook has. It's that board can just wield it right then. Republicans in particular are pretty upset about it. They view it as an attempt to silence conservatives. I think there'll be another round of potential recriminations through big tech, but I don't know how you solve it. I think this is still a company that can make its own policies. It's not bound by the First Amendment. And bringing that kind of oversight into the government has its own slippery slope.
And now Elise Stefanik is a name that is emerging here to replace Liz Cheney. Is this a foregone conclusion that this is going to happen next week? And what do you know about Elise Stefanik?
Yeah, I'd bet the ranch on it. I mean, she's got Trump's support. She's got the support of the American file. She's got the 1 and 2 members of leadership behind her. There's some efforts to stop her from conservative groups who say, actually, her voting record is not even as conservative as Liz Cheney. But I think it's going to happen next week.
Hey, Rick, thanks so much. That's Rick Klein, ABC News political director, joining us live this morning.